Okay, again, if you all wanna stop at any time for water or whatever.
Nope.
The, let's see, I think we were talking about setting hens.
Yeah.
Where would you keep chickens? What?
Chicken coop.
Okay, is that what you'd say?
Chicken house to me.
Oh.
Is there any, this is one thing we have found a variation of.
Well, maybe a coop. Maybe you're thinking about.
It's smaller.
Smaller, a house pot would be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Than a coop. Maybe if you just put it. Put them in when they're setting, and you put them in a chicken.
A lot of people call a chicken, what I'd call a chicken house, they call it a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the crates too, that you. What do you call those? The crates made.
Chicken crates.
Just you call them crates. There's some people that call those coops.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, that's right too. There used to be a lot of chicken handled that way. Now you got chickens that sell it back in a semi trailer. You load that up with chicken crates, and away you go. There used to be people come to town with two or three chickens and sell them at the store. And he put them in the crates. At the end of the week, he had enough to go to Chicago and sell them to market.
Mm-hmm.
A chicken crate is what you'd
cash. Crates is what they call them.
To sell them in.
What do you call a bone in a chicken that the kids like to get and pull apart?
Wishbone.
Okay. Do you have a term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf, different organs that you'd eat?
Oh, liver and heart.
You don't have any. You don't have any one term that you use.
What do you call it?
You might not have
a
one.
Chicken?
No. Well, no, not a chicken. That's, but say a hog or a calf.
You need grouping a whole bunch of organs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is something I can't think.
Yeah,
about.
There is, but I can't. I don't use it. I guess. I can't think of anything.
Okay, if you think of it, you just. What do you call a time when you have to go around and give all the animals their food?
Short time, I suppose.
Short time.
Okay. This is a one that might get the neighbors going. Want to go over some different types of calls to different animals. Sort of traditional, which surprisingly are pretty good for figuring out some regional patterns. You want to get the cows in from the pasture, what would you say?
Get them in from the pasture?
Mm-hmm. You want to call the cows.
Oh, yeah, here, boss. What do you say? Here, boss, here, boss, here, boss.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you'd say?
It's the only thing I can think of.
Come, boss, or here, boss.
Okay. If you're milking the cow, again, this is in the old days when you milk by hand, and the cow is moving around and you want her to stand still, what do you say to her?
So.
Okay.
So, boss.
Okay. If you want to call calves, then, would you?
Calves.
Sue calf.
Okay.
Well, you know more about that than I do.
If you're plowing with a team, either oxen or mules or horses, whatever. You want to make them go left and right, what do you say?
Oh.
Gee or haw.
Which is which?
What?
Which is which?
Which is which?
Yeah.
Gee is right and haw is left.
Okay. If you have horses.
This old boy to help me fill in around the house here. He used to live down about a half a mile. Oh. 50 years ago, it was real quiet around. This time of year, he'd be starting to husk corn. And he had good horses, and he had them well trained. G and haw was part of their diet every day. And he was pretty good at swearing. And about the middle of the afternoon, the horses began to get a little hungry, and instead of pulling the wagon down the road, they'd get over on the next row and start eating corn. And then the G and haw would go to work, yes, son of a bitch, G over there. You could hear him all over everywhere.